From the North End to Steel Point and all over Greater Bridgeport, you're listening to Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600.
Yes, you are at, 8:10, 8:10. Another check of traffic and weather together. Coming up less than 10 minutes away, Andrew will have the news headlines as well. It's all for you here every Monday through Friday morning, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here, Melissa in the Morning at WICC. And joining us right now on the phone is a special guest. I had to pull strings to get this person on the air, but it took my years of being in this business to do this. Melissa Sheketoff is on. I had to get you at this hour, I had to pull every freaking string I can, but I did it. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you? Well, how are you?
I've been better. I've definitely been better.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people have reached out over the past couple of days, and just wondering if it's the worst, and it is. I tested positive for COVID over the weekend.
Well, maybe that's not the worst, but but you're sick.
I'm pretty sick. I'm luckily, I think I'm starting to trend in the better direction. The weekend was atrocious. It was awful. It's amazing, Paul, because we talk about COVID incessantly, right, for 9-10 months now, and and until I think you almost go through it, or you have somebody who's literally gone through it and you talk to them every day, you just have no idea the extent of what COVID is really like. It is like every type of sickness at once is the best way to describe it. It's just awful. It's awful. And it's scary too, because you just don't know, how contagious you are, who you could have gotten sick, and it's awful.
That's the thing that people, they're conflicted about, because, that the worst case scenario is really the worst case scenario. But you hear of people who have very slight symptoms, people who have no symptoms, and then people who say, it was kind of like a bad cold or a case of the flu when I was better in a few days. That's what I think really freaks people out about it, Melissa, is the unpredictability of the whole thing.
That's exactly it, Paul, because, so this whole thing, I couldn't really tell you where it started. I will say it was something within my family. My two sisters have tested positive in the last few days, and my grandmother tested positive, which is very scary. She's actually in the hospital right now fighting off COVID and pneumonia, so that's very scary, and we're very concerned about her. But we've really kept it, I have to say, so I know I've been very open with my listeners. I don't go out. I don't go to restaurants. I don't go anywhere. I go to work. I come home, and I go to my mom's house because she watches my son. And for the last 9 months, we do, for our Jewish listeners, we do Shabbat dinner on Tuesdays because Fridays are too complicated, and, we have a lot of family stuff going on. So we meet every Tuesday, every other Tuesday night at my parents' house. My sister comes, my brother and his wife come, and we have dinner. And so it was a very typical Tuesday. We all had dinner at my parents' house. And in the last, 7 days, we've now come up with, my grandmother was rushed to the hospital Friday, and that's where it all kind of started, where we realized, okay, so how many of us could be sick? And luckily, my sister-in-law tested negative. My mother's tested negative, thank God. My father is negative, thank God. But my two sisters and I have tested positive. And who's to say, who got who sick, or it really doesn't matter at this point, but, our symptoms are all different. My youngest sister, she's lost her taste and her smell. I have not. I've gotten every other symptom. My other sister just has a sore throat and a stuffy nose. So it's very, it varies from person to person.
Yeah.
And, my husband and my son, I haven't seen Chase in 4 days, and it's like a mother's torture chamber because I can hear them upstairs, but I can't see him, I can't hold him, he has no idea where I am, I can hear him calling for me, and I can't do anything because I'm terrified of getting him sick. And my husband, God bless him, is holding down the fort, and somehow has not gotten sick. I don't know how, but he hasn't, so it's insane, but that could change too. His symptoms could pop up in a few days or something. So it's COVID's just, it's just insane. And even when you feel like you're being as safe as possible and you're only around the same, you know, 10 people you've been around, you still could get each other sick. It's just, it's crazy.
All right, Melissa, hang on. That's our special guest on Melissa in the Morning. Melissa Sheketoff, again, kind enough to call in this morning. Melissa, hang on. Right back with you. We'll do traffic and weather together. Mess on the turnpike this morning in Fairfield. So Kelly will have that. Bill has the weather news first right here on WICC.
Back to Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600.
And we are brought to you this time around by Staples Stores. Staples help you ship, helps rather you ship holiday gifts and packages with care this season. Right now, save 30% on select shipping supplies, 25% on UPS expedited shipping services. It ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. See store for details. Save big at Staples. Melissa Sheketoff is the guest on her own show, which is a neat trick. Paul Pacelli here in for Melissa. You can put this on your resume. I was a guest on my own show. Melissa's here talking about her COVID diagnosis and a testing. Now, what was your experience with testing, Melissa?
So testing is a nightmare. So I always say, Paul, that sometimes I ask God why he does stuff to me, and then I realize it's because I entered a world of journalism, and then I think maybe he's doing this so I get perspective. And I'm not even trying to be funny, because it's true. You know, ironically, a week or two ago, I was getting a bunch of phone calls about people who were waiting in lines for testing, and it was an hour and a half, and then they were waiting days to get results. And I thought, all right, so maybe that's just some cases, but overall it sounds like, you know, we're testing like crazy, right? We're seeing like tens of thousands of tests being done a day. So, like, how bad can it be? So I got tested at a pop-up site in Bridgeport. I went and got tested. So backtracking, we had the radiothon Friday. So after the radiothon, I went home, and it was kind of a storm of craziness because I woke up from a nap. I had these headaches and I thought nothing really of it. But then my grandmother was rushed to the hospital, and I thought, well, that's really odd. I know my grandma has trouble breathing anyways, so I just felt like this couldn't be right. When my grandma tested positive, I then thought, I probably should go get tested. Like, I don't know. I know I saw my grandmother this week, so maybe I should go get tested. My family felt the same way. Like, they all went to get tested as well. So my sister and my mom had a doctor's notice to go and get an appointment, and they got tested in Fairfield. They got in. They got their test results Sunday morning. They knew right away. I went and got tested Saturday morning as well, at a pop-up site, and I didn't get my results until yesterday afternoon. And this was supposed to be where I was supposed to get my tests within like 24 to 48 hours max. I also had called my doctor asking if I could just go and get tested. And she said, well, until you have symptoms, you really shouldn't, which to me, you know, would have been like a waste, because it's sort of this oxymoron, right? We keep being told, like, go get tested. Like, if you feel like you've been exposed to somebody, go get tested. I mean, that's literally what we keep hearing. Yeah. But we're finding out that doctors are not really asking for your tests to be done unless you're showing symptoms. So, like, first and foremost, if you've been exposed to someone with COVID, don't expect your doctor to write you a script to go and get an appointment. My doctor would not do it. Her actual, like, recommendation to go get tested came through yesterday, and I had asked to go get tested Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is my test results did not come back until 3 days later. So some places are getting it quicker, others aren't. Some people have waited up to 5 days, and I totally believe that. The other thing that's huge is my test result came back negative. So I called our boss yesterday and I said, so I'm negative. He said, how is that possible? I said, I don't think it is. So it was a false negative. So after all of that, a lot of you guys will know Dr. Brown, who's with Griffin Health. He's on the show every Thursday morning. I called Dr. Brown and I was like, what do I do? And of course he's head of infectious disease. So Dr. Brown issued me a test yesterday, and I got results 2 hours later, and I in fact was positive. So testing is a disaster right now, if I could put it simply. We're testing like crazy, but we're not getting turnaround times as well as we can. Doctors are not issuing appointments as much as they used to. and your test could be a false negative, which could be detrimental. If I had gone by that test result, that could have meant getting more people sick at work. That could have been seeing my son yesterday and getting him sick. And I just went with my gut that there's no way with all my symptoms that I wasn't COVID positive.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, better safe than sorry. If you have symptoms, you know, for lack of a better reason, assume you have it and distance for 2 weeks. Melissa, hang on. We've got to do traffic and weather together. As you well know, our special guest here on Melissa in the Morning is, in fact, the world-famous Melissa Sheketoff. We'll be back with her after we do traffic and weather together and more right here on WICC.
From Black Rock to Brookline and all over Greater Bridgeport, you're listening to Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600.
It is Melissa in the Morning. Well, I'm not Melissa in the Morning. This is the program Melissa in the Morning right here on WICC 608, 38, almost 829. It's 21 before the top of the hour. Another check of traffic and weather together. Still heavy in Fairfield. Stay away from the Turnpike in Fairfield. Earlier accidents bog things down there. Bill will have the forecast. And back to our special guest on Melissa in the Morning. Melissa Sheketoff is with us. Was just chatting with you online. Melissa called in to say that she is COVID-19 positive, but she is getting better. How are you fighting this? Because there still are really no meds the doctors are doing. So are you drinking heavily? Are you snacking? What are you doing?
I can't say. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm not drinking. No, I've put myself on a regime thanks to my mom. My mom's a registered nurse.
Yes.
And she's just been such a, I don't know what I would do if my mom wasn't holding on the fort. Because, you know, Paul, she's got my sister who's home from school.
Yeah.
Who's sick with COVID. But my sister's been home for like over a month. So it's not like she brought it home with her. She contracted it last week. But she's got her. She's got my father, who thankfully is negative, but is in that category of, you know, high risk, and we believe had COVID last year, time last year, actually.
Okay.
And in the meantime, she's balancing Chase because we're in the middle of open enrollment, and my husband's got to work because this is our busiest time for health insurance. So she's just incredible. But, you know, in the midst of all that, I'm like, Mom, help me. Make me better. What do I do? So she's got me on a full regimen. She calls them my cocktails, I guess is what she calls them.
Yes.
So I have, let's see, in the morning, first thing in the morning, I take vitamin C and zinc, which she says everybody should be taking. It cannot hurt you. It only can help you. It will just help you with your immunity. So if you're not already taking it, I would just make that part of your daily routine. And it'll just help you, especially if you are to, God forbid, get COVID. It just helps your body deal with it better. So I'm on that every day. I try to eat something. My appetite is awful, but I try to eat something in the morning. And when I do, I then get on ibuprofen and Tylenol because I've had a fever. It broke yesterday, thankfully, but I had a fever 103.
Wow.
So that kind of keeps my body temperature at a good place. It also just helps with my headaches. I had excessive headaches that I've never, if anybody's ever had migraines, I'm so sorry you go through those. I've never
experienced. Oh, I get them all the time.
Paul, I'm so sorry. I've never been more miserable. Like, literally, it's just, oh my gosh, when you can't see and you, like, jerk your head the wrong way you just feel like your whole body is, like, in disarray. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. So. Mm-hmm. That helps with the headaches. What else does she have me on? Mucinex, because you are probably going to have some sort of congestion, even if you don't feel it. Like, I had a dry cough, and I still have a little bit of it. But you just don't want anything to build up in your chest or anything like that. So the Mucinex really helps, and also just with your congestion in your head. And then the other thing my mom told me, which I thought was surprising, is apparently melatonin.
Really?
Has some sort of element in it that is helpful in fighting COVID. It certainly is not going to cure it by any means. Yeah. So I'm not sitting here diagnosing people to get melatonin. But melatonin apparently does help fight off COVID. And so I take melatonin before my nap time, before my little nap time. And then I take it again before bed. And I have to be honest. I had Saturday was like the start of where I was like, wow, there's something wrong. Sunday was awful. Yesterday was awful. I'm honestly, this is probably the best I've felt in about 4 days.
You sound great. In fact, I can hear there's a little raspiness in your voice, but you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
My voice sounds terrible. I mean,
no, it doesn't sound terrible.
I sounded awful probably a couple days.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Really bad,
well, yeah, so. I've been there. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that'll definitely, you know, get people through it, but I, like, my sister had full blown, like I said, other than her taste and her smell, which has not come back yet. She's feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a lot better after it's like about 4 days where you're just in rough shape. And, I mean, and at this point, I'm just kind of waiting now. I mean, like, I have to kind of wait until probably this weekend, like around 10 days, they said. If my fever's broken and I'm not showing any symptoms, I could probably get tested again by appointment. And if I test negative, then I'm clear. But, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of what doctors are saying is that the other unique thing about COVID is they talk about a viral load. So they think that if you have if you were exposed to a lot of the virus, you'll have correspondingly heavier symptoms. If you just picked up a small amount, it may be a day or two or three, or saying, hey, I feel kind of funky. Then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning and everything's fine.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm hoping that that's the case for, like, my sister and my sister-in-law. So, like, my brother's wife had a fever, a low-grade fever for a couple of days, and she went and got a rapid test done yesterday or Sunday. I can't even remember. All my days are meshing together. And she came back negative. And I'm hoping that, you know, I would be very careful with the rapid test.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I'd be very, very careful. I told my sister-in-law, I was like, look, I would not be, you know, they've got a one-year-old, and I'm like, I would be very careful, and I would get a legitimate test done. It doesn't pay to get your test really quick, and if you're feeling like it was funny, but like I said, I'll go back to the story with Keith when I called him, and I said, so I'm negative, and the two of us were like, what? Like, how can that be possible?
How is
and
that?
If you're reacting that way, then you've got to know there's something wrong.
Yeah, it just, you know, doctors have told me, just err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. If you think you have it, act like you do and take precautions. Yeah,
exactly. And it's and the other thing, too, that I want to, so Dr. Brown yesterday, you know, brought up a couple of points, Paul, if you don't mind me sharing.
It's your show. By the way, this is your show, so you can do whatever you want. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. As soon as I hand you over the reins, it actually becomes your show. So I appreciate you giving me the time to share. So a couple of things he shared with me that I just wanted to get out there to all of you guys. If you have little kids, so like I have a 2-year-old, some of you may have grandchildren, you know, under the age of 5. Dr. Brown said that there's a very good chance your child is asymptomatic and could be carrying COVID. So what that means is, like, Chase is not showing anything. He does not have he doesn't have any fever, but there's a very good chance if I did not quarantine in time that Chase probably does have COVID, but he's not reacting to it. Kids have been proving overall that they are basically not reacting to COVID, that they are not getting sick from it or they have very mild symptoms. Chase may just have a very good immune system and he's just not reacting to it, but there's a good chance he is asymptomatic. So we're keeping a very close eye on that. The other thing, too, is men are doing worse with COVID than women. So, for example, Dr. Brown said, look, your husband has to be very careful and watch his symptoms because at this point, you know, he may be feeling great, but if he's a couple of days behind me, which, knock on wood, I've already had it for about 5 days now, and Derek's not showing any symptoms, thank God. But if Derek were to start showing symptoms, my turnaround is about 4 to 5 days. Men, it's looking like it's almost the full 14 days at this point. They're finding that COVID, this second surge, they're finding more with it that men are having a much harder time fighting it off. So if you're somebody like, so in our house, Derek does not come down here. Derek does not come in contact with me. He does not hand me anything. He does not take my temperature. He does not even enter this room. He leaves stuff on the washing machine or outside my door. We have not literally come into contact with each other in days because even if we're both wearing masks and the shields and everything, it's so contagious for men, and it's much harder for them to fight off COVID, and their symptoms are more severe. So just be aware of that as well, which I thought was interesting. And I was glad that Dr. Brown told me that, because honestly, in the very beginning, Derek was coming in to hand me my food, like from 6 feet away, but he was coming in masked up and everything, and he was taking my temperature, and that probably wasn't smart for us to do. I didn't realize that, you know, he was at a higher risk than I was, just because he's a guy, so it's good to know.
And you have to remind us guys not to do stuff because we're, you know, we're a little slow on the uptake there. So make sure you constantly remind them. Well, listen, I will do this as long as you want me to. Please call in tomorrow. And we'll get, do you want to give us updates on how you're feeling? I think people would want to know that.
Absolutely. I certainly can. Yeah, I was going to say, I know, like, in my heart, I would love to be back in the air, like, today. But I know our job is, like, look, this is no joke, and we'd rather you just get better and come back. So I guess we'll talk to our bosses after the show. But, yeah, if I'm not on, I could call in every day for you. It's no problem, Paul. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Melissa, thanks. Tell everybody I said hi, and we will look forward to hearing you tomorrow. Okay?
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Melissa. Melissa Sheketov there. Seems to be getting better, which is good. This update from Melissa, sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples helps you ship holiday gifts and packages with care this season. Hey, right now, save 30% on select shipping supplies and 25% on UPS expedited shipping services. The offer ends 1-2-21 to 12 supplies last. See store for details. Save big at Staples. Tell you what, we're running a little behind here, Mr. Producer. If we could go directly to Traffic and Weather Together, if you can make that magic happen, that would be good. So Traffic and Weather Together right here. It's Melissa in the Morning on WICC.